Welcome to Treasures of Truth, a daily broadcast from Monday through Friday, where we encourage you to come and study the Bible with us. Treasures of Truth is a ministry of Treasure Valley Baptist Church in Meridian, Idaho. Your host is Pastor Rick DeMichael. This week, we've been airing a message called, What We Need a Revival Of. While there are many things we can point to that need to be revived in our nation, there is one need that is paramount. As Pastor DeMichael will show from the scriptures, if America would experience a revival of reading, preaching, and living out the Word of God, the rest of what's lacking in our culture would fall into place. We pray that today's message will be a blessing to you. Today we're offering a book which Pastor DeMichael has written on the subject of abortion. If you would like to order the book or a CD of today's message, stay tuned until the end of today's program for a phone number and address where you can order either or both. And now your host, Pastor Rick DeMichael.
The Bible says in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Folks, Peter says judgment must begin at the house of God. How can we expect our society to value the Bible? How can we expect our society to value the principles of the Bible? We just reference this don't ask, don't tell thing in the military. How can we expect the Word of God to be exalted in our culture if it's not exalted in the church, if it's not exalted in our homes, if it's not exalted in our lives? We're about to embark on 2011. That's 400 years of the 1611. Yeah, I know some smart aleck will pop up. Well, you know, you have a 1769 edition. Yeah, I know. It was translated in 1611. That's for the smart alecks and all their smart aleck friends. It was translated in 1611. The 400th anniversary. I was reading an article the other day. They got a translation committee coming together to retranslate the New International Version. And one of the head of the translating committee said, he said, we'll get it right this time. Well, I took great comfort in that. But I'll tell you something right now, folks. Brother Gippa said it before. If we're Bible-believing Christians and we don't read this book that we believe is the Word of God preserved and inspired in the English language for us, if we don't read it, all we're doing is ignoring the right Bible. Well, bless God, if I'm not going to read a Bible, I'm not going to read the right one. Bless God, if I'm not going to study the Bible, and if I'm going to have a Bible collecting dust around my house, it's going to be a blackback 1611 King James Bible, bless God. That's what's collecting dust in my house. Not one of these apostate books. Oh, no. Folks, it's not enough to have a Bible. We need to use the Bible we have. And I believe this. I believe if we'll use this Bible will leave its marks all over us. It'll change us from the inside out. So I want to talk to you this morning about three things that we need a revival of regarding the Word of God. Let's take our Bibles and go to 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4. The Bible talks about a famine in the land, a famine of the Word of God. 2 Timothy chapter 4. And 2 Timothy chapter 4. And verse 1. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Paul says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Paul is writing to a young preacher. He says, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom? Preach the word. That's the first thing he tells Timothy to do. He says, I'm charging you. This is what I'm charging you to do. Preach the word. When we ordain a man for the ministry, we preach a charge to him. And we tell him, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. That means when it's popular, preach it. When it's not popular, preach it. That means when you feel like it, preach it. That means when you don't feel like it, preach it. Amen. Say, preacher, are there times you don't feel like preaching? Yeah, a lot of times. Some of you young guys that are all anxious to preach, I can get rid of that feeling for you real quick. I'll put you in your own church for 1 year, and by the end of 1 year, you will gladly pass by on the other side and let someone else do it. Many times I don't feel like preaching. The burden, the struggle, the spiritual wrestling match that goes on in preparation and in preaching and even in the aftermath of preaching. But Paul says, do it in season, do it out of season. Then he says, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Notice there's no sharing in there. I'm not sharing with you this morning. Now, I'm not any problem with sharing. Sharing's a legitimate English word. I believe there's a time to share, but not when you're supposed to be preaching. And so he tells them, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. They will not heap to themselves preachers, but they'll heap to themselves teachers. These little seminar ministries, where these little tutti-frutti teachers go around and just teach false doctrine. But they don't pastor anybody, and they don't preach anything, and they don't help Christians with their lives. They just mess up Christians with false doctrine, with their little seminars, little seminar ministries. But they don't preach. And they'll heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth. See, they're saying, someone, scratch my ears. Don't preach to my heart. Scratch my ears. Tickle my ears. Give me some information that'll excite me mentally, stimulate me. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Fables. We got Christians being turned unto fables these days. We got Christians running around pretending that we're supposed to keep the Old Testament law. Pretending that Gentile Christians are really Jews. And these little seminar ministries are tickling their ears. All you have to do to believe that is ignore the whole New Testament. That's all you have to do. Ignore everything from Matthew to Revelation, forget it ever existed, and you can go along with the program. These are the days we're living in, folks. And you know what a preacher's called to do? He's called to preach. You say, preacher, you just offended me. That's what God called me to do. Look, let me do it. And then your spouse doesn't have to do it. And you can live happily ever after. God knows what he's doing. Yeah, let me rebuke you from the pulpit. Let me rebuke your wife, your husband. I'm not going back to that church. He talks too rough. Someone needs to do it. Someone needs to do it. Preacher's called to preach. Preacher's called to preach. Ford used to have a commercial. Quality is job one. For a preacher, preaching is job one. But folks, these days we live in, it's 40 minutes of music, 20 minutes of announcement, and a little 10-minute sermonette preached by a little Christianette. Yeah. We need a revival of the preaching and teaching of God's word in this country. The Bible says, cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully, and cursed be he that keepeth back his sword from blood. Jeremiah chapter 48, verse 10. Do you know you can't operate without drawing blood? Bible calls this book the sword of the Spirit. And I'm not, let me just tell you this morning, if you think I'm gloating, there's many a time, in fact, more often than not, when God gives me something to preach that I know is going to draw blood, I agonize over it. I don't like doing it. I'm just like you. You know what I want? I want everybody to like me. You say, not me. Well, you're an idiot. You're not normal. Anybody that likes to go around making enemies is stupid, okay? If you're like me and I'm like you, we're all painted with the same brush. I want people to like me. I don't relish the thought of getting up, having people come. Man, I realize what goes into coming to church because I do it. You should have seen me this morning when I got up. No, you shouldn't have seen me. I don't look that good now, but I'd make children cry and dogs bark when I got up. It took a lot to get me to look like this. I know it takes a lot of work to get yourself ready and then get the whole family and then bring in the church and drive on down here and sit down. And then people are fellowshipping and smiling and having a great time. And I'm sitting there in the corner going, just wait till they hear what I got to say. That's the end of all the smiles. You think I like doing that? But you know what God's called a preacher to do? To preach. And he says to reprove, to rebuke, to exhort. That means when we come to church, we come with the assumption that there might be a little something wrong with me, a little here and there. I'm not 100% on track. And maybe that preaching through the reproof, the rebuke, and the exhort can get me back on track. You know what? We're missing that in this country. You know what people think? Hey, I'm great. I'm fine. I'm wonderful. Preacher needs to come and just stroke me, make me feel good about myself. That's your job, preacher. I've been told my self-esteem is the most important thing in the world. You come in here and you stroke me. You make me feel better. And I come in and I blast you with the Word of God. So I'm not going back there again. I brought my relative to church. And that preacher told my relative he was going to hell. Someone needs to tell him. If you don't have the courage to do it, because if he doesn't get saved, that's where he's going. You see, folks, that's preaching.
We want to thank you for being with us today. It is our hope and prayer that today's program is truly a blessing to you. You've been listening to a message entitled, What We Need a Revival Of. As Pastor DeMichael has demonstrated, the most important need in our nation today is a revival of the reading, preaching, and living of the Word of God. Most of the social ills that we might be concerned about are only symptoms of our culture's departure from the biblical principles that America was founded on. As we mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, this week we're offering an excellent book which Pastor DeMichael has written entitled Abortion, Come Now and Let Us Reason Together. The book presents a strong case against abortion based on both scriptural and scientific arguments. The book is free to you, and today's message on CD is available for a suggested contribution of $5. Our address is Treasures of Truth, care of Treasure Valley Baptist Church, 1300 South Terry Avenue, Meridian, Idaho, 83642. Our phone number is area code 208-888-4545. Our webpage address is www.tvbc.org. Treasures of Truth is a ministry of Treasure Valley Baptist Church. We welcome you to our services on Sunday at 9:15 a.m. for Sunday school, at 10:30 a.m. for morning worship and preaching, at 5:45 p.m. for Bible preaching and teaching, and also on Wednesday at 7 p.m. for more Bible preaching and teaching.